Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Ches, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we're moving along in Perek Rabbi Yishmael, learning the sugyas of Yayin Nesach, specifically the idea that if a Yid has wine, a guy touches it, certainly if it's a guy's wine, the halach is that that wine becomes aser b'shtia, it becomes aser b'hana as well. The Gemara had told a few stories, Maiser Shahayas, Kachayas, as it relates to the halachas of Yai Nesach. The Gemara told a story that happened in the Hardah. The Doshu Yisro va'ovi keichavim lahu chamra, that a Yid and a guy, they trampled over wine. The Shiloh was brought to Shmuel, and Shmuel wasn't comfortable pasketing the Shiloh. The Gemara said that he waited sholish regalim, he wanted to discuss it with the Chachavim that used to be oilu regalt in the Hardah, and hear from them whether the halacha is like Rav Nosson, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, but either way, he didn't have the self-confidence to bask in the shayla on his own. The Gemara told another story, a maisa shahaya kachaya in Biram, where there was a guy who climbed a dekel to get a lulav, and as he was coming down, the tip of the lulav touched wine, and the shayla was that being that he touched wine, does the wine now become aser? Does it not become aser? That Shiloh was brought to Rav. The theme, the tzadashava between both of these stories, was that a guy touched wine, but he did so shalei b'kavana. And the Shiloh was, if the negia is shalei b'kavana, it's not with the intent of being menasech the yayin l'avodah zarah. Is it going to be aser or is it going to be mutter? And of course, the Shiloh is based on the premise that the reason the Chachamim would have said that yayin shal yisrael shenoga ba'ivik chachamim is aser is because we're concerned that maybe it's yayin nesach. What else would be the issue? It's not stam yenam. It doesn't sound like it, although we'll see hopefully at the end of the week when we get into some of the raid that maybe it's really machlokes rishonim. But I think the pashtus when you approach the sugya is that yayin shal yisrael shenoga ba'ivik chachamim is aser because of a chashash that it may be real yayin nesach, meaning you worry that when the guy touched the wine, maybe he was menasach the wine. And by the way, the definition of nisach doesn't mean that he necessarily poured it. If he would mix the wine a little bit, decant it a little bit, it could be that too would be considered. That too would be tantamount to nisach. So there's always a chash that maybe he was menasach a little bit. So in these cases where he did so, shalei b'kavana, the tip of his lulav touched it, he was walking on it. L'chura, there's no tzad over here that he was menasach it. The whole act happened shalei b'kavana. So maybe over there it should be mutter, but we saw segarnish tazay pashit. Either way, so the Gemara is going to begin on that note with the more stories. Look, the Gemara, who of the Dav de B'Mechuzah? It was a story that took place in Mechuzah. Who was the Rav in Mechuzah? Rav. Also, ayve keichavim, a guy came. So he walks in to a Jewish wine store, Amralahu, and he turns to the Meicher Yayin. He says, "Islachu chamra lizvuni? Do you have any wine to sell me?" Amralei, he says, "No, we're out of wine." Have a yosef chamra b'davla. As the guy's walking out, he looks down and he sees there's wine. Shadi beyade. So he stuck his hand in the wine, shichshich bey, and he mished the wine a little bit. Amralahu, and he turns to the Yid. Hai lav chamrahu? Is this not wine? Either way, the Yid was pretty upset because he just messed up his wine. So in a rage, shaklehech berischei, he took the wine, shadye ledana, he threw it into his larger cask where he used to store all his wine, and now he had even a bigger problem because not only was the wine that the guy touched problematic, but now it could be all the wine in the store, his entire cask, his whole inventory may have just gotten messed up. So this story happened in Mechuzah and it was brought to the Marad Asra. The Rav in Mechuzah was Rava. So the Gemara says the Shaila was presented to Rava and Shaya Rava lezvuni levi kichavim. Rava said, it's okay. If you want, you could sell the wine, but only to goy. You're not going to be able to sell it to Jews anymore, but if you want to sell it to a goy, it's going to be mutter. What's the svara? You could sell it to a goy and not sell it to a yid. It's aser b'shtia, thus a yid can't buy it. You can't sell it to him. You're going to be machshalim. But at the same time, it's mutabana. So if you're going to, you want to benefit from it, you want to sell it, that's something you could do. The Gemara says, if goler rafuna bar chininov, rafuna breid rav Nachman, this shayla and the psak of Rava came to the attention of two gedolei amayroim, Rafuna bar Chinina and Rafuna breid rav Nachman. And we're going to see from the story, they weren't a mechuzah. They heard about it from the Vitans. And nafkiship purei, the Rav, and they argued with it. If they didn't agree with Rava's psak. They held that it's going to be aser b'hana. Now Rava, to make his psak clear, nafak shifure, he had his guys come out, blow shayfris to declare, we have a very important announcement to make, a very important psak. It's a kula. Everybody listen carefully. And he said his psak. The nafki shifur, Rav Huna bar Chinna, Rav Huna bar Nachman, and Rav Huna bar Chinna, Rav Huna bar Nachman, the ones that argue with Rava, their bezin did the same thing. They had their chevra come out with their shoifris and make their declaration, and that is vasri. So Rava took a very strong position, a dramatic position, with shoifris no less, that it was mutter. And the Amiram, Rav Huna bar Chinna, Rav Huna bar Nosson, they argued, they said that it's going to be awesome. So the Gemara says, Iklu Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman l'mechuzah. So Rav Nachman's son, Rav Huna, he was one of the Oisrim. It just so happened that he was in Mechuzah. And Rava heard that he was in Mechuzah. And Rava knew that when he was going to be in Mechuzah, he was going to want to meet with him. And clearly he was going to want to discuss this Shiloh. Because Rava had Paskin, that case, again, what was the story? Where the guy touched the wine to show the Yid. The Yid had told the guy, I don't have any wine. He says, really, this is not wine? Boom, here, what is this? And then the Yid took the wine and he dumped it into his cask. Rava said, it's okay, it's mutter behana. Those Amiram had argued. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman, in Rava's mind, was going to come and he was going to start debating the issue. And Rava didn't want to debate it with him. So only Rava the Rav Yakim. So Rava tells Rav Yakim, Shameh, who was his gabe, troy gali. If Rav Huna bar Nachman knocks on the door, tell him I'm not available. Tell him I'm not around. It's not a good time. I can't lock the door really, really well. I'm not interested in talking to him. Rashi says the reason he didn't want to talk to him is because he was embarrassed. He was actually embarrassed of his psak. Because as we're going to see in a moment, Rava realized that he made a mistake. And Rava chapped that it was a tois, and he was afraid. There was an element of busha. He did not want to discuss this issue with Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nachman. Either way, so he told him, lock the door, delay, nase inish nitris, ola gabay. Somehow Rav Huna b'rei Nachman was able to get by the gabay. Amaleki, I gav no mind. And he started discussing the shayla with him. But the way he presented it was covered. So he told him, I'm going to ask you a shayla. What's the shayla? The Yid has a wine store. A guy walks into the wine store. He asks the Yid, you have any wine? Yid says, no. And then the guy sees wine, and he says, really? That's not wine? He sticks his hand into it. He's meshachshich it. He does something that would constitute a real nisach. What's the halacha? And then the Yid takes the wine, and he pours it into his cask. Is it mutter? Is it aser? So Rava said, aser. It's definitely going to be aser. I feel behana. So Rava made believe he didn't ever issue a heter. He says, of course it's going to be aser. But he told him, but didn't I hear? You even had shofaris to go out and to declare so that everybody should know the halacha that in this case, it's actually going to be mutter. So Rava told him, he says, hey, madam, I know it's true I said it's mutter. But when I said it's mutter, I meant labar mi d'mei dahu chamra. D'mei dahu chamra mi amri. You didn't understand my heter. My heter was that if you want to sell the wine, you could sell the wine minus the value of the wine that the guy touched. So let's say the entire cask is worth $1,000, and the wine that the guy touched was worth $50. So when you sell it, you can sell it for $950. Because essentially, you're not having hana from the wine that was touched. So this somehow is going to work. You have to know bittul, it's good kashar. But that's the point. As long as it's lebar, that he touched, in that case, it's going to be okay. I never said you could take the $1,000, because the $1,000 means you're going to be netted from this. It's not a stira. My kula was, you don't have to throw out all the wine. That was my kula. You could have anah, you could sell it. But in terms of the wine that the guy himself touched, that wine, without a question, is going to be awesome. Now, the truth is, like we said before, the truth is that was not Rava's psak. Rava's psak really was that the whole thing is mutter. If that's what Rava meant, he would have clarified it. Rava did not clarify because that was not his psak. The only reason he told this to Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman was because he was embarrassed. For the same reason he wanted to talk to him. Because he was embarrassed of his psak, and it's for that reason that he wasn't entirely honest with him. He made it sound as if the heter was a much more limited heter, when in fact it's not true. It was a much more encompassing heter. He was okay with the Yid selling all the wine. Now, why did Rava come around? If Rava was originally of the opinion that it's mutter, so why did Rava now tweak his psak? So the Gemara says, "Oh my Rava, Rava himself explained it's because ki asoy lepumpadisa. Because when I came to Pumpadisa, akfa Nachmeni shmeitza. I met Nachmeni. Who's Nachmeni? Abaya. So Abaya came and Abaya asked me kashas. He asked me kashas from Piskei Halacha that happened with Amayram, Umas Nisa, and even had a Braisa, the Aser. Shmaitza, what were the Shmaitzas? Which Amayram? What were these Psokim from Amayram where it was clear that Rava was wrong? The who of the Dab in Ardov? It was a story in Ardov, Asa Shmuel, and Shmuel Aser. Bitferi is a story that happened in Tferi, Vasa Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Aser. And by the way, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they were from the earlier Amayram. Abaye and Rava were from the later Amayram. So what Abaye was trying to say is, you know, Abaye and Rava, we are you a lot, then, you know, the halacha is always like you. It's not like me, but I'll tell you, this is different. Because even though it's not a braisa, but it's from the early Amirah. Shmuel et paskin daser, Rav Yechanan et paskin daser, and Rava was persuaded by that. And Rava said that even though the katchilo, I was matarit, and I was so comfortable with my psak, that I even had the shayfris go out and declare it. But when Abaye proved to me that there were two maisa shahoyas, kachoyas, one in Hardah, one in Tveri, and the gedoyli Adar, Shmuel, Rav Yechanan, paskin, that it's aser, so that's what made me come around. That the Gemara says that originally Rava tried fending it off. If I'm relay, Rava said that I told Abaye that maybe the reason that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Paskin, in Nahardah and Tferya respectively, is Lefisha Eina B'nei Teira. Over there, he felt that they're not B'nei Teira. And being that they're not B'nei Teira, if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be Mater in this case, then maybe people are always going to be Mater, meaning to tell this halacha to someone that's not a ben Torah, he may not be able to distinguish between this case and an ordinary case where you have wine of a yid that's touched by a guy. But Abaye had a perfect teretz. For Amali, he told him, Tferi Nardah ain't a b'nei Torah, and the mechuz of b'nei Torah. Well, only Tferi Nardah, they're not b'nei Torah, and the mechuz and your shtat, you think they're more b'nei Torah than them, they're not more b'nei Torah. Meaning that they're not more b'nei Torah, it's not going to be any different. So either way, just before we go weiter, just to make one thing clear. So what was the shayl over here? Meaning, why should it have been mutter? Lechura, the guy touched it, then once a guy touches it, it should be aser even bahana. Rava held it was mutter, Rav Huna bar Chinina, Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman held that it was aser. Abaye proved from a story that happened with Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in Nahardah and Tveria that it was aser. So what's going on? And there's a tzad that maybe it's only aser b'shtia, not bahana, levar mehana. Why is this not regular yayin nesach? Why is this not regular yayin sheyisrael shenaga ba'evik echavim? The teretz is very simple. The teretz is because even though the guy touched it, but he touched it without the intention of being menasachet. It was done against Shleibe Kavano. Why did he touch it? He was trying to show the Meichi Yisrael that he has wine. Really? You don't have wine? What's this? This is not wine. So this is another example of Shleibe Kavano. It's like the case that happened in Hardah, where the yid and the guy walked on the wine. It's like the case that happened in Biram, where the person touched the wine with the tip of his lulav. This is a Yayin Shal Yisrael, Shenaga by Oivet Keichavin, but Shaloi Bekavon. And being that it was Shaloi Bekavon, so this is, again, it's in line with this sugya, the theme of the last blot and a half, where you see this idea that maybe if Shaloi Bekavon, it's going to be different. So again, Rav originally held it was mutter. Abaye told him, I have two stories and a braisa. The first story was in Ahardah with Shmuel. The second story was in Tveria with Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa, Masnisan, the Agardimin, Oivik Echavim. The Agardimin were like inspectors. So they worked for the government, and their jobs were to go inspect the equivalent of the USDA, the FDA. This is the Mirsis. And they would walk into stores and they would measure. They wanted to make sure that the guy that was selling things were actually selling what they're presenting that they're selling. So he walks into a wine store. He is wants to inspect the wine. So he goes to one of the barrels of the yid, and he was kodach b'meinekes, and he stuck a hole in it, vehela, put a little straw, a little tube, and he tasted the wine. He wants to make sure that everything is beseder. Then he tasted the other one. Or he poured a little bit into a kais, but he was just going to taste it. So whatever he didn't want, he threw right back in. Now that gadman was a guy. It was a true story. I mean, this was Maisa Shahaya. This was real life. Vasru, and they said that it's Aser, and this is a Braisa, and it's a Braisa that says that a guy who's an Agardimim, he has no intent to be Menasach Yayin Lavoi Dazar, but once he comes into contact with the guy, with the wine, already has a din of Yayin Shei Yisrael, Shanaga Bo'evi Kechavim, Talach is it's Aser. So Abaye said, I have two stories and a braisa. The stories, okay, at the end of the day, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they were earlier Rami Ram, Rav is from the later Rami Ram, but Rava has a right to argue with Shmuel. He has a right to argue with Rabbi Yochanan. It's a compelling argument if Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan held one way, connected Rava. But Rava can put a braisa. A braisa is checkmate. And here's a mefurish braisa. The braisa even says it was a maisa shahaya, maisa rav, the Gemara says sometimes. Vasru, and they said it was aser. And the Gemara says, my la bahana. Doesn't mean it was aser bahana. But Rava's going to say no. Who said that it meant it was aser bahana? Maybe it was aser b'shtia. And Rava also paskin that it was aser b'shtia. What was Rava's psak? Yimacher, if you want, you could sell it. He never said, if you want, you could drink it. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, listen to Yimacher. But if the halacha of Aser means Aser b'shtia, but really it's Mutabana, then the Braisa should chose its words carefully. And what it should have said was not aser, it should have said yimacher. And there's precedence for that. Because kediktani seifa, look at the seifa of that braisa, chorim, maybe kechavim, a chorim is a meshugana. So he doesn't know if he's coming or going. Shalichi yodei lechavis, he stuck his hand into a chavis. Ukasavish al shemen, he thought it was oil. So I guess that's normal to stick your hand into a chavis of shemen. But when he says, oops, it's wine, I didn't realize it was wine. So he touched the wine again, shalai bekavana. There was clearly no intent to be menasech this yain. And the Gemara says, Zeh ha yamaisa, this too was a story, va'amru, and they said, yimacher. So you have a braisa that has a reisha and a seifa. The reisha is the agardamim, he's the inspector, and he tastes a little bit of the wine, and what's the halacha? If he's a guy, aser. Then you have a seifa. The seifa says you have a charam, a person who thought that the chavis had shemen, he found that it was wine, so he too touched it, again, shalai bekavana, and what's the halacha over there? The loch is yimacher. So if it says in the sefer yimacher, which means it's mutter bahana, then luchura, the ratio that says aser means it's aser even bahana. Because if even in the ratio it's mutter bahana, then it should have said yimacher. You have to be consistent. Elamai yimacher means there's something you could do with it. Aser means there's nothing you could do with it. It's aser b'shtiya. It's even aser bahana. So if it's aser b'shtiya, so that's a mafurish araya, that even though it's shaloi b'kavana, still it's going to be aser b'shtiya. Now what's the chiluk then between the agardamin and the charim? So you have to know what the chiluk is. We're going to have to go through all the sugyas before we can start figuring out what the different nuances are. These are not easy gemaras. For the Afyomi purposes, they're actually pretty easy. But if you want to sit down and you want to go through this, especially during the Tosfosin, they're very, very difficult. But either way, says the Gemara, so isn't this a Mefurish Araya? From the Agardamin, from the fact that you see it was Asr over there, then in the Rava's case that happened in Mechuzah, it should be Asr as well. Tiufta di Rava. Tiufta, that was in fact a Tiufta. That's why Rava was Chayzer, and that's why Rava came around. And Rava said that the Halach is Yimacher, but Labar, with the exception of the wine that was actually touched by the guy. That wine is in fact going to be Asr. Why then, when Rav Huna Breda Rav Nachman came to Rava, right, so there he was a little bit embarrassed. He made it sound as if he had never paskined this halacha. But really, Rava had paskined halacha of mutter 100%. It was his encounter with Abaya, the two stories, the Maisa Shaya in Harda, the Maisa Shaya in Tveria, and this Braisa, the Tiufta, the Rava Tiufta, that forced Rava to come around. So the Gemara Rav Huna, Rav Yechna ben Arza, Rav Yosi ben Harda, Havi Yoski v'kashasu Chamra, another story. They were once sitting and drinking wine. Asahu Gavra, a person came, he was a guy. Amrulei, they told him, Toashkinan. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yosi ben Arza, these two chachavim are sitting, they're drinking wine. A guy comes and they ask the guy, will you pour us some wine? So the Gemara says, he poured them wine. Labasa de Rama, Lakasa, after they poured the wine, the guy milsavi chachavim, meaning at the time they didn't know he was a guy. They found out afterwards that he was a guy. Chad asar, afilu banot, chad shor. So they were sitting. Now what do we do? Can we drink the wine or can we not drink the wine? So one of them said, you can't drink the wine, you can't even sell it. It's asar bahana. The other one said, no, it's mutter. If you want, you can even drink it. I'm sure Ben Levi, man, the aser shapa aser. The one that said aser, there's basis for why you said aser. And the one that said mutter, there's basis for why you said aser. Man, the aser, the one that said it's aser. Hey, Maramar, he could say, Solkataita, Dirabon and Kihani, Shikri, Ka Shasi. Why is it aser? Because this guy must have been thinking, two chashav rabbanim, they're sitting down. You think they're drinking beer? They're drinking wine. They're probably drinking something chashav. Elavadei hai chamruhu. Venoschei. So the guy knew it was wine that he was pouring. He didn't think he was pouring apple juice. He knew he was pouring wine. Once we know that the guy knows that he's pouring wine, now we have to stop being concerned about what his kavana might have been. So it makes sense that it should be aser, because this is a classic case of a guy who knows he's in contact with wine. You have to be chayish. That maybe he's being menasik chayin lavoy dezar. Man, the shari shaper shari. But the man that said mutter, Rabbi Shulman Levi says, I can make that argument as well. I mean, I could spin it two ways. Because I can argue, mei maramar, solka daitach, dirabonik yani, chamru kashasi. The guy was probably thinking that these two yidden would be drinking wine, va'amalele didi toashkina, and they're going to ask me to pour wine. Everybody knows that Yid is not allowed to drink wine that a guy touched. The goyim know it as well. And being that the goyim know it as well, it's just not likely that they're drinking wine. Because if they're drinking wine, they would have never told me to pour it. They're probably drinking beer. And if they're drinking beer, so he thinks he's pouring beer. If he thinks he's pouring beer, then in his mind, Zichah doesn't have any kavana to be menasechet. But the Gemara says, didn't the guy see what he was pouring? Or is it like it was at night? Couldn't he smell it? It was new wines. It didn't have that good wine smell. But Frank the Gemara, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. At the end of the day, even according to the Man D'Amar that says that the guy in his mind probably thought that he was pouring beer, but at the end of the day, he was pouring wine. And he touched the wine. How did he touch the wine? Benatla. Rashi says, Natla is the keli, like a ladle, that they used to, things were different then. So you take the ladle, stick it into the cask, and then pour it into a glass. That's the way they would pour the wine. So when he touched the wine with the natla, shouldn't that be an issue? Meaning, the Gemara's kash is, at the end of the day, isn't it mago over kechavim shaloi v'kavon man da'asar? Because the guy probably knew it was wine. Okay, that's easy. So there's a real chash that he was menasech v'avoy d'zor. Man d'shari, why is it mutter? It's mutter because he didn't think it was wine. So what? So let it be shalei b'kavon. I mean, that's the theme of the sugya. There's definitely a very stark tzad in these previous gemaras that we've learned that even mago evi kechavim shalei b'kavon, even that can cause a problem. So l'chura, being that he touched it, it should be an issue. Now Rashi says, how did he touch it? He touched it with the natla. He took a ladle, he stuck it into the chavis, and that was the way he touched it. This is Rashi l'shitase. We spoke at this Rashi in yesterday's daf very, very briefly, where Rashi learned that the case with a guy touched wine with a lulav. So what was the halach? If he touched it with the lulav, shaloi b'kavon, it has a din of mago evi kechavim shaloi b'kavon. Meaning, even though he didn't touch it directly, he touched it indirectly, that's enough. So Rashi held that touching the wine with a lulav would constitute mago evi kechavim shaloi b'kavon. In this case as well, the natlo, even though he's not touching it, would also be shaloi b'kavon. Now, we didn't speak out Tosfos. Tosfos argues with Rashi and Daphne and Zayin of Aleph. He holds that mago evi kechavim indirectly is not considered Nagia. Taisa argues over here as well. Taisa says what must have happened was that when he took the wine with the natla, with the ladle, he probably touched it a little bit. He touched the wine, maybe it was a full ladle, and the wine touched it a little, he got a little soup on him. That concept, he got a little bit of wine on him. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is, Zolzain, there's a svara to say that the guy didn't think it was wine. Makes perfect sense that the guy in his mind's thinking, what, they're going to ask me to pour wine? This is aleph bet. Everybody knows that. So, that it, in his mind, he doesn't think he's been menasek. But at the end of the day, it's shleibe kavana. Shouldn't shleibe kavana be a problem? And the Gemara says a little bit of a shver teretz. Shver meaning we have to understand the metzias a little bit. Like tzricha the kamirik oiruke. What happened was he never stuck the ladle into the wine. He never stuck it in. But rather, what he did was is he poured directly from the chavis. Vavale koichay shleibe kavana. Vechol koichay shleibe kavana. Like gazer beibana. So according to Tosfos, maybe it's not shver because he poured it directly from the chavis, so he never touched it. So if he never touched the wine, but according to Rashi, it's a little bit shver because according to Rashi, what's the difference if he took it with a ladle or if he took it with the chavis? If he took it from the ladle, then we look at it as negia, and negia touching it. Even shaloi b'kavana is going to be an issue. If you took it from the chavis, then we don't look at it as negi at all. We look at it as koichai. And koichai shaloi b'kavana is different, like also b'rabbanan. So we'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Either way, boy, b'nei Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, yayin shem moschei over koichavim mao. What's the halacha? If a guy dilutes the wine of a yid, so he diluted the wine. He poured a little bit of water into the wine. The wine used to be much stronger than it is today. So they used to always dilute the wine. The Gemara talks about what ratio of wine to water you have to have in order for it still to be considered wine. It's actually sugyas and avri psachim and yana diyama. But either way, yayin shem moschei v'kechavim, wine that was diluted by a guy. Do we look at that as yayin shenaga v'kechavim or not? Because when you pour the water into the wine, you're being mishach sheikh the yayin. You're actually twirling it. If a guy would twirl wine, that's like Yayin Esach 101. That's a very big issue. As a matter of fact, it's before in the Rishonim that it could be there's even a bigger chash if a guy mixes your wine than there is if a guy pours your wine. Because the metzias was, Goyim used to pour wine for Avodah Zarah. But usually it was only done in front of the Avodah Zarah. They would, when they wanted to be Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, Shaloi Bifnei the Avodah Zarah, the way they would do it is not by pouring it. They wanted to save the wine, to pour it for the Avodah Zarah. They were always, twirling the cup. They'd be Meshachshik at all times, having it in the Avodah Zarah. And then eventually, when they got to the Avodah Zarah, they would actually pour it. So you're being Meshachshik when you pour the water in it. So this is like some indirect grumma type act, but that's the question. So you didn't touch the wine physically, but the water that you poured touched the wine, and it was Meshachshik. So the question is, Rav Asim, Rav Yechanan, they asked the Shail to the great Rav Yechanan, Yain Shemaschay v'kechavim ha'am. He told him, Ve'ima Mazgai. He says, why are you talking in such funny language? Mazgai. Say Zugrut, right? Say Mazgai. Amalei, Anokit Echsivka Amina. He said, I'm quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Tavcha Tivcha Mazcha Yena. Afarcha Shulchana. But Mazcha Yena. And Mazcha Yena over there means she was Memazik the Yayin. She diluted wine. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told Rav Asi, I hear. I hear you're quoting a pasuk. I see where you're getting it from. But lashon Torah latzmai, lashon chachamim latzmai. Chachamim don't speak the way the Torah talks. So Shlomo HaMelech and Mishle, Sifrei Tanakh, he used the lashon mascha. You should use the lashon of mezga. He says, okay, fine. I hear. Bottom line, my what's the halacha? Amalei aser. He told him it's aser. Mishum lech lech amrin nazira schar schar lekarma loy sikra. It's based on an idea that we always speak about, and that is that the nazir not only is he not allowed to drink wine, but he's not even allowed to walk through a vineyard. He has to remove himself. He has to stay very far away from wine, as a harchaka that he shouldn't come to drink wine. So in that same vein, being that Yayin Shal Yisrael Shenaga Oyvichichavim is Aser, we say that a goy that is even memazig yayin is going to be a problem as well. On that note, the Gemara tells a few more stories. Rav Yirmiyah Iklal Safta. Rav Yirmiyah once came to Safta. He saw wine that was diluted by a goy, the Ishti Yisrael Minei, and there were Jews drinking from it. So Rav Yirmiyah got up and he said, there's a big problem going on here in this community. And he asked it. Why? Even though it's not Aser Me'ikur Adin, but it was a Harchaka, and therefore he said it's going to be Aser. It Anami, Am Rav Yochanan, Rami Lam Rav Asi, Am Rav Yochanan. Yain Shemaz Gevi Kechavim, Aser, Mishum Lech Lech, Amr Nazira, Schar, Schar, Lekamer Lech Sikra. Right, if you just look at the names. Va'amri lo Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochanan. This was after Rav Asi had asked the question to Rav Yochanan. He was the one that asked the question. Yain Shemaz Gevi Kechavim, Mal. Rav Yochanan told him, Aser, Mishum Lech Lech, Amr Nazira, Schar, Schar, Lekamer Lech Sikra. So now you have Rav Asi repeating what he heard from Rav Yochanan. Va'amri lo Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochanan. Either way, Reish Lakish, a little Batzer. One more story. Reish Lakish came to the city of Batzer. Chazi Yisrael, the Ka'achli Perid Lei Masri. He saw Yidin that were eating peiros and they weren't giving meiser. For us, he said, it's a big problem. Batzra? How could you not give meisers and batzra? Chaza Maya, the Saglovi Kechavim. Then he saw water that the Goyim used to worship, Veshasi Yisrael, and the Yidin were drinking it. For us, he says, what's going on over here? It's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also Bahanah. It's definitely also Bishtiyah. So the Gemara says, Asa l'chamei to Rabbi Yochanan, where Shlokish came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told Rabbi Yochanan, he says, you know, I was in the city of Batzra, and I realized there was a Hefkeris over there. Macholos Asuras, they're being nichshol left and right. On the one hand, they're not giving Trumas of Maestris, that's Teva 101. And the same time, the Goyim over there, they worship the water, right? Paray worship the Nilus and Mitzrayim. That's what they do. They worship the water. And if they worship the water, how are you allowed to drink from the water? So there's two terrible things that I saw going on when I was at Batzras. Rabbi Yechon turned to Reish Lakish. He says, before you take off your rekel, Amalei Adem Mekoytcha Chalach, why don't you just turn around and go back and tell them that both things that you said are Aser, are really mutter, meaning what they were doing was okay, meaning Yisrael Torah, all their minhagim were actually fine. He says, why? Number one, Betzer, Lav Hainu Batzra. You're confusing two cities. There's a city called Batzra, and there's a city called Betzer. Betzer was in Eretz Yisrael. So Betzer was Chayv and Trumas HaMaestros. Batzra is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So you're thinking that you were in Betzer. You weren't in Betzer. That's a biblical city. You were in Batzra. And Batzra, it's a whole different story. So in terms of being Mechayv and Trumas HaMaestros, that's not richtig. As it relates to Mayim Shel Rabim, Ein Nesorin, Mayim Shel Rabim, you said that there's a problem because the goyim are worshipping the water, and as a result, no, it's a Mayim Shel Rabim. And Mayim Shel Rabim is not a problem. Meaning if a Rabim, or something that belongs to a Rabim, is worshipped by the Rabim, what's the halach over there? It doesn't become Aser. Why doesn't it become Aser? Very good. Because just like Reuven can't make Shimon's thing Aser, you can't make something that belongs to the Rabbim Aser as well. It belongs to the Rabbim. If it belongs to the Rabbim, you have no way of making it Aser. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Latame, this is Rabbi Yechon Lashitas, I'm Rabbi Yechon Meshuvim Shimon Yeritzadik, Maim Shor Rabbim, Ein Nesarin. But the Gemara asks Akash, Hodi Yachin Nesarin. It sounds like that this water had to belong to a Yachin. Had there been no issue of in the Oyster Dava Shayna Shalai, then there wouldn't have been an issue. But the Gemara says, why wouldn't there have been an issue? Vitepik le dahamichu barim ninu lechura. Even if it belonged to a yachid, it shouldn't have been a problem. I mean, we're saying the reason the mayim wasn't an issue because it belonged to a rab. He says, had it been from a yachid, then it would have been an issue. The mayim is mechuber, and that's one of the basic halachas in Masechta Avodah Zarah. This was Purim's daf, but the horim and the gvois and the tachas kol etzran and the halachas and anything that's mechuber doesn't become avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, like tzricha de talshinu gala. Let's talk about where this water was already separated. A wave had come and had removed it from the larger body of water, and being that it was talush from the yam, here it was different. But the Gemara says, soif soif avnei harshin adalbul. So this should be the equivalent thereof of stones that fall off a mountain, which be'etzem is a machloikis. in the previous parak. It's a shaila whether that is asr or not asr. So the har itself, if somebody worships, that's not asr. What about an evan from a har? It was removed from the har. It was nizdaldel. It fell off by itself. That's what that means. So the question now, so a guy worships it. Is it going to be asr or is it not going to be asr? So the emes is, it was machlokes and the Gemara. It was machlokes, the b'nei Reb Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara wasn't sure who held what. Who held its asr? Who held its mus? Now, if you're going to tell me that the case over here, where Rabbi Yochanan came on to Mayim Shal Rabbi Menasar, Hadi Yochanan would have been asr. And what's the Hadi Yochanan would have been asr? It's Mayim, it's Mechuber, the Teretz is, it was Toshin Ugala. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yochanan holds that Harsh, Avnei Harsh and Adalblu, such as the Mayim of a, the Mayim that was Toshin Ugala, is going to be Asr. If that's the case, Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Damar Asuris. Because in the previous parak, we didn't know who held Asr. We weren't sure if it was Rabbi Chiya that held Asr, or it was Rabbi Yochanan held Asr. This Rabbi Yochanan should be a raya that he's the one that says Asr. The Marzal Yitzchak of Chinna Biyadi. The Shail over there, Avnei Harsh and Nadaldu, is when the Avanim fell off by themselves. So the equivalent case would be if the water, a wave came, a tsunami, and it removed the water. That's, maybe that's not the case. The case where it would have been Asr, had it been Mayim Shal Yochid, is talking about where people by themselves actually remove the water. That's the case where there is a tzad that if it was Mayim Shal Yochid, it would have been Asr, but Rabbi Yechon's point was, it's Mayim Shal Rabim anyways. I mean that it's Mayim Shal Rabim. In all instances, it's going to be Mutter, because forget about the fact that it's Mechuber, we can circumvent the Mechuber issue. I hear, it's the Mechuber, maybe there's a tzad that it should be Asr. But forget about the Mechuber. It, at the end of the day, belongs to a rabbin. If it belongs to a rabbin, nobody has the ability to make it aser because you have the issue of ein adam oyser davar she'ein eshel.